So the study really had two parts. The first part was, let's just study our accuracy of our alerting system. You know, the hypothesis was that the years of research built a more accurate system. So we studied that, and our specificity is about 95%, and our sensitivity was 82% in our evaluation of the alerting. So, you know, those numbers are much, much better than the SIRS-based alerting. And with those numbers, we can expect that the system will fire when someone has sepsis very early, and it will be very accurate. There won't be false positives. So that was the first part of the study. After we were comfortable that the alerting system was accurate, and Huntsville had put into place the protocols and education that go with the IHI treatment recommendations from the Sepsis 2, Surviving Sepsis campaign, then we did a study, and the study was a before and after study. So we picked just three wards to deploy the system. We turned the system on, and then we asked the Huntsville Hospital to run queries looking for patients that had sepsis and whether or not they died and on the study wards before it was turned on, and then compare that to after it was turned on. And the number of deaths in patients that had sepsis dropped by 50%, 53%